Festivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 7, Dwelling Policies.
Dwelling policy forms are monoline policies used to insure residential property. Dwelling property forms are used to insure most dwelling property, including dwellings in the course of construction. The dwelling may be owner-occupied or non-owner-occupied, like rental property. Most dwellings used for residential purposes are eligible for coverage under a dwelling form, except farms, structures that have more than four units, and any structure used principally for commercial or business purposes. Currently, the Dwelling 2002 program is used in almost every state. This program incorporated language and policy provisions from the Standard Fire Policy into a dwelling policy to cover residential property. The Dwelling 2002 program consists of three policy forms, including the Dwelling Property Basic Form, or DP1, Dwelling Property Broad Form, or DP2, and Dwelling Property Special Form, or DP3. The difference between these forms lies with the various causes of loss, or perils, that are covered by each policy. All dwelling policies cover 8 extended coverages. The extended coverages include wind, hail, aircraft, riot or civil commotion, vehicular damage, volcanic eruption, explosion, and smoke damage. These 8 extended coverages are included automatically in the DP1, DP2, and DP3 policy forms. An acronym commonly utilized to remember these 8 extended coverages is WHARVES, WHARVVES. Basic coverage, or DP1. This policy form provides the most limited coverage for dwellings and their contents as compared to DP2 and DP3 policies. DP1 covers hostile fire, lightning, and internal explosion. A hostile fire is one that is burning in an area where it should not be burning. If fire escapes from a wood-burning stove and causes damage to other property, there would be coverage. The fire burning within the wood-burning stove is known as a friendly fire, since it is burning where it should be. Only damage or loss caused by a hostile fire is covered. The Dwelling Property Broad Form, or DP2. The perils insured against in a DP2 policy include all perils covered in a DP1 policy, and the following named perils: weight of ice, sleet, or snow, which causes damage to property; loss or vandalism due to covered property caused by burglars; loss caused by falling objects; loss caused by accidental discharge or overflow of water or steam; damage caused by the sudden and accidental tearing, cracking, burning, or bulging of a steam or hot water heating unit; loss due to freezing of plumbing; loss caused by artificially generated electric current, which results in a sudden and accidental discharge; and volcanic eruption. In addition to the previous named perils, DP2 also provides coverage for collapse. The insurer will pay for direct physical loss to covered property involving collapse of a dwelling or any part of it as a result of a covered peril, hidden decay, hidden insect or vermin damage, weight of rain which collects on a roof, use of defective materials, or the weight of contents, equipment, animals, or people. Collapse does not include settling, cracking, shrinking, bulging, or expansion. Special form, or DP3. The DP3 is an all-risk or open peril policy and provides the broadest protection of all the dwelling policies. The DP3 is identical to the DP2 except for the perils insured against. An all-risk policy covers all types of direct physical loss except those specifically excluded in writing in the policy. All dwelling policy forms exclude losses from ordinance or law. Earth movement, airborne shockwaves, water damage, power interruption, insured's neglect, inherent vice, war and nuclear hazard, insured or someone at the insured's direction destroys property, mold, and dry rot. DP1, DP2, and DP3 policies all provide four divisions of coverage, sometimes referred to as insuring agreements. Coverage A is the dwelling, coverage B, other structures, coverage C, personal property, coverage D, rental value. The DP2 and DP3 forms automatically include coverage E, additional living expenses, which may be added to the DP1 by endorsement. Coverage A, the dwelling. This insuring agreement provides coverage for the dwelling principally used for residential purposes, owner or non-owner occupied. Coverage A also includes structures attached to the dwelling, such as an attached garage or carport. Coverage A also protects against loss of materials and supplies on the resident premise used in construction or repair of the dwelling and outdoor or building equipment used to service the premise, like power tools and riding lawn mowers. Coverage B, other structures. 10% of coverage A applies to structures on the resident premise detached from the dwelling by a clear space. Other structures include garage, not attached to the dwelling, swimming pool, cabana, or any other structure on the premise connected to the dwelling by only a fence, utility line, or similar connection. Note that coverage B is not an additional amount on DP1. The insured may use up to 10% of coverage A limit for other structures. If a loss is paid by this section of coverage, the remaining insurance on the dwelling is reduced by the amount of the paid loss. With DP2 and DP3, coverage B is in addition to the coverage A limit. Coverage C, personal property. Coverage C will provide protection up to the coverage amount selected by the insured against loss to personal property owned or used by the named insured or resident family members while on the insured premise. The default amount of coverage is 50% of coverage A limits. A limited amount, 10%, is provided for personal property away from the premise. This coverage is worldwide. If personal property is moved to a newly acquired principal residence, the property is covered at both locations for 30 days. Personal property does not include accounts, bills, currency, deeds, securities, evidence of debt, manuscripts, passports, tickets, stamps, animals, aircraft, motor vehicles, and watercraft, unless it is under 26 feet long. Coverage D, loss of rent. If part of a covered residence that is held for rental or actually rented to others becomes uninhabitable due to covered losses under coverage A, B, or C, the contract will pay the fair rental value. The coverage amount to be carried is selected by the named insured and may be up to 10% of coverage A. Coverage E, additional living expense, sometimes referred to as loss of use. This coverage section will pay any increased expenses incurred by the insured if a residence becomes uninhabitable due to a covered loss, and the insured must move out while it is being repaired, replaced, or rebuilt. Note that this applies only to DP2 and DP3. It can be added to DP1 by endorsement. If there is any order of civil authority to vacate the house due to an impending insured peril, the insurer will pay additional living expenses up to 2 weeks. For example, the insured is required to leave home due to a flood.